do you dry, do you just let them air dry? Or
yeah, we do.
Something?
Okay. Yeah.
We have a dish towel.
Yeah?
Dish towels.
Yeah, but we primarily air dry.
Yeah.
Me too. Do you have any containers to keep water in that you might use around the house? Or?
Well, we got the tea kettle there on the stove.
Okay. How about to carry water?
Several gallons of milk jugs. Clean milk jugs.
Milk jugs are good.
Like rig goes off.
Buckets.
Or the water, the town water pump hit this spring. So
really?
Stock
up. Yeah. You mentioned tea kettle. What other things do you use to cook in regularly?
Cooking pots.
Okay.
Sally has a Presto cooker that was given to us 50 years ago as a wedding present.
Still works.
And there's very few days that she doesn't use that.
Wow.
For me, that's why I make meat tender.
That's excellent. That's great.
We have a lot of game. We venison and elk.
Oh, yeah?
Apple.
Good stuff. Do you use anything to fry in? Do you fry much? What do
not
you use?
Not much. We have skillet.
Okay.
But we just...
Yeah. I avoid it because of the mess it makes, too, so...
Yeah, that's right.
My stepfather loves to cook fish, but, geez, what a mess.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even realize that they cook it so much. It's just like, oh, geez. But it is good. Can't complain about the taste. You got a number of lamps. What is that one on your table there?
One that you made.
You make that?
That's out of the cedar. That was quite a fad around here when Sally and I were first married.
Really?
We'd go out to the hills, take us all, and we'd just eyeball it. A cedar tree and visualize what you can make out of. A lot of people make pretty nice coffee tables and that sort of thing, and you could make them with the lanes down like this, or maybe get one to where they would support a glass top like this. Mm-hmm. This is our main floor light, the only one we've ever used is this shotgun here. That was my dad's old hog gauge, and my brother loved to hunt ducks, and he was out one day with a 16 gauge shotgun that he borrowed from Judge Werner, and Charles had one of the old fatigue jackets that we had in the service, had pockets everywhere, and so he got to shooting ducks with this plow, and he reached in the wrong pocket and got a 16 gauge shell, and he slammed that home and fired it. And it broke some part in that gun.
Yeah.
And this was probably maybe 1947.
Yeah.
And so my dad took that gun to Denver, to Peterson, the gunsmith up there.
Uh-huh.
And Peterson kept it for a year, and he said, well, Sid, Remington no longer makes that model. I couldn't get a piece.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I kept it so long, mm-hmm. So my dad brought it home. And Stanley Donaldson, I don't know, have you been to the museum over here?
Yeah, about a week ago I stopped by.
There's a lot of stuff about Stanley in there, and he was he made, in fact, he made the T-Bolt 22 and sold the patent to Browning Firearms Company.
Wow.
And got a royalty check every month as long as he lived.
Nice.
And anyway, my dad took this gun over to Stanley Donaldson,
mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I said, I could probably make a part for that. And he did. My dad went pheasant hunting, and Pop said every once in a while, he'd slam that action home, and the damn thing would go off. So we put it up and said that somebody's going to get killed here.
Yeah.
And so after my dad passed away, my mom was living here. Sally and I had bought another house in town. I came down here, and I said, Mom, can I have Dad's old shotgun? She said, you know, that's not safe. I said, I don't want to fire it, I want to make a lamp out of it. So I just had that. And